A bill that would give Native American tribes more control over law enforcement on tribal land is poised to become law. The bill's supporters say it will help reduce and prosecute violent crime and eventually decrease sexual assault against women. FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports.
South Dakota Congressmember Stephanie Herseth Sandlin introduced the bill. Before the vote Wednesday, she laid out some of the grim statistics.
A vote against this bill is a vote to keep the status quo, a status quo where it's estimated that 1 in 3 women, American Indian women, and Alaska Native women will be raped in their lifetimes.
Crime rates on reservations are high across the country, especially violence against women. 1 in 4 Indian women will experience domestic violence during their lifetime. The Tribal Law and Order Act will give tribal authorities more control over law enforcement and help them work more effectively with federal and state agencies. One of the reasons behind high crime rates on reservations is that many cases are never investigated or prosecuted because of confusion over who has jurisdiction, tribal or federal authorities.
Well, there's a maze of who has authority in any given case.
Sarah Deer is a professor at William Mitchell College of Law in Minnesota. She was a consultant on an Amnesty International report on violence against Native women. Deer says crime has flourished because tribal police can only investigate tribal perpetrators.
If there was a situation, for instance, in which a woman was victimized and did not know the race of her perpetrator, if it was like a stranger assault, that right there is kind of a sticking point, because who investigates that crime is going to depend on what the race of the perpetrator is.
Now, tribal police will have more leeway to investigate cases like this. They can be deputized to enforce federal and state law, so questions of jurisdiction will be less of a sticking point. Tribal authorities also lack power to hand out stiff sentences. The maximum prison term they can impose is 1 year, even for crimes like rape or murder. The Law and Order Act would increase that to 3 years. Tribes can hand serious crimes over to the Department of Justice, but often feds don't prosecute. John Dossett is general counsel for the National Congress of American Indians. He says federal prosecutors systematically drop cases in Indian country.
Basically, they pretty much deprioritized Indian country crime and stopped prosecuting crimes in Indian country.
According to a 2007 investigation by the Denver Post, U.S. attorneys declined to prosecute some 65% of all reservation cases. Under the new bill, the Department of Justice will have to track these statistics and make them public. But Dossett says the bill doesn't go far enough. There's no new funding to beef up tribal law enforcement. Currently, reservations have half as many officers on patrol as other rural communities. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.